Hall, Lucinda, Oakland, California, April 6, 1876. Dear Sister Lucinda, we thank you for your letter. We hope it will be the first of many which we shall hereafter receive. We miss you very much. We are at a loss to know what to do with our children. There is no one to look after them, and you know what children are without an eye over them. I am in my room, Mary Clough in her room, Mary White in the office. Addie, you know, has to be drilled to read or to do anything useful. I must say just now they are a great care to me and hinder my work. I am tired after writing, too much so to be troubled with their chatter and to hear them read or to prepare them work. They are worse now than orphans. I shall try to see if Sister Jones will board them. And then I am afraid they would be ruined with indulgence and playing with Bertie. Addie has no reserve or genuine modesty now. What shall I do? I am trying to get my writings off as fast as possible. I make haste slowly. Mary White does well. She is a perfect general in the house. But why should she not do this? We have a Chinaman to do all the drudgery. Not so when you stood at the post of duty. John does well indeed, cooks now very well with overlooking. Everything is kept by him in excellent order. He wears well. We have had considerable company since you were here. We had 16 to dinner day before yesterday. Everything passed off well. I can but feel that it would have been better every way for us, and easier for you, had you stayed with us till you felt that you must go. But then it may all be in the order of God. I have enjoyed much peace of mind and sweet communion with God the last week. I have not been well. For a week back I overlabored, 1 week ago last Sabbath and Sunday, and in private labor. But I felt such a sweet evidence that God heard me pray for Edson, that it paid me for all my burden and labor. He seems so much better than he did. Willie and he have come together by confession and tears. Lucinda, God helped me to pray and hold on to poor, deceived Edson till victory came, light broke in, and Edson surrendered to God. Praise the Lord for his merciful kindness. Tell me just how James's health is. I hope that you will, for me, caution them at Battle Creek not to complain to my husband of one another, and to keep their troubles to themselves. Don't forget that camp meeting matter. Take it, read it yourself, and urge its immediate publication. It will be good meat for the people of God, and will stir up their pure minds by way of remembrance, and will bring out many more to our camp meetings. See that this is attended to. Don't fail. Write me all the news you hear that will be interesting in relation to the prosperity of the cause of God. Mary Clough wears well, and everything is moving off as well as could be expected. We have accomplished considerable in the last 2 weeks. We went for your pictures, but they said none were ordered. I am sure they were, but there will be some ready for us today. We'll send some to you immediately. Give my love to Rosetta and Arthur. I would be glad to see them both. Do see that Brother Brownsberger and John Kellogg and others do not stir up my husband's mind. He complains of Brother Bell, but I hope Brother Bell will never leave that college. If he does, there will be a big vacancy. I hope no one will lay unnecessary burdens on James. In love to all. Mary misses you so much. She seems at times to feel lost without you. We all do. Mary does well with my writings. We cannot find Mary White's basque pattern. Did you take it? Neither can we find overskirt pattern. This is Emma's pattern. Can't find any of them.